It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There are now 9 declared Republican presidential candidates. All of them were on television last night, but not in the same place. 8 candidates participated in a debate sponsored by Fox News and the University of New Hampshire. The 9th, former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, appeared on The Tonight Show to finally announce his candidacy. After that, he began airing his first campaign ad. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
While the rest of the Republican field lined up at their podiums for their 5th debate of the year, Fred Thompson made his presence felt by airing his first campaign ad during the debate's commercial breaks. Thompson's move was so overt it couldn't be ignored, and all the other candidates came ready with a Thompson joke. Some of them were pretty funny.
I was scheduled to be on Jay Leno tonight, but I gave up my slot for somebody else because I'd rather be in New Hampshire with these fine people.
That's former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Senator John McCain also got a dig in at Thompson for skipping the debate.
Well, I think that's a decision that Fred should make. Maybe we're up past his bedtime, but the point is, I think...
I like Fred a lot. I think Fred is a really, really good man. I think he's done a pretty good job of playing my part on Law and Order.
And that's former New York City mayor and prosecutor Rudy Giuliani. He's been leading national polls among Republicans, and last night he clashed with Mitt Romney, who also claims frontrunner status because of his lead in the early states of Iowa and New Hampshire. The subject was immigration. Romney has been hammering Giuliani for turning New York City into a sanctuary for undocumented workers.
This is a place where Mayor Giuliani and I just simply disagree. I think saying as he did, if you happen to be an undocumented alien, we want you in New York. We'll protect you in New York. I think that contributed to 3 million illegals in this country becoming 12 million illegals coming into this country.
Giuliani responded by explaining that he set up a program where immigrants could report crimes without fear of being deported themselves.
The problem that I had was I had 400,000 illegal immigrants, roughly, in New York City, and I had a city that was the crime capital of America. I didn't have the luxury of, political rhetoric. I had the safety and security of the people in New York City on my shoulders.
While Romney didn't hesitate to go after Giuliani, others were more reticent. When Fox News anchor Chris Wallace invited John McCain to repeat comments he made to the New York Times this week that Giuliani's leadership on 9/11 did not translate into national security experience, McCain would only say this.
I say that Mayor Giuliani did a great job as mayor of New York City and led the country and inspired us after the tragedy of 9/11, and I admire that and appreciate it. I've spent my life on national security issues. I know the conflict. I know war. I have seen war. I have led. I was once the commanding officer of the largest squadron in the United States Navy. I didn't manage it. I led it.
Giuliani's response suggested he no longer views McCain as a serious rival, but is eager to associate himself with a candidate who still has lots of support in New Hampshire.
I have tremendous respect for Senator McCain. I think I've said more than once, if I wasn't running, I'd probably be supporting him for president of the United States. I just happen to think that there's a better candidate. Me, but, you know, that's...
The biggest fireworks of the night came in this exchange between Libertarian Congressman Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. Paul is the lone anti-war candidate in the Republican field and wants U.S. troops out of Iraq now.
Oh, we've dug a hole for ourselves and we've dug a hole for our party. We're losing elections and we're going down next year if we don't change it. And it has all to do with foreign policy, and we have to wake up to this fact.
Even if we lose elections, we should not lose our honor, and that is more important than
losing
the Republican Party.
We have lost over 5,000 Americans over there. How many more do you want to lose? It's time we came home.
Gentlemen, thank you.
As you can hear from the mixture of applause and boos, even a Republican audience in New Hampshire is divided about Iraq. Until 10:30 p.m., last night belonged to the 8 candidates in New Hampshire. But an hour later, it was Fred Thompson's turn to have the spotlight all to himself. On the Jay Leno show, he even dissed the whole notion of appearing in multi-candidate debates.
I'll do my share, but I don't think it's a very enlightening forum, to tell you the truth.
And at 12:01 a.m. this morning, Thompson formally announced his candidacy on his website. Today he begins a 3-day tour of Iowa, his first as an official contender for the Republican presidential nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Durham, New Hampshire.